And right now it is time for us to take a look at sports this morning. That's right. S-P-O-R-T-S, sports. All right. It's funny, in NFL action this year, there's a ton of rookie quarterbacks that are playing. And Tom Brady was talking about that. He said he was shocked. I don't remember this many rookies playing. That's Tom Brady's quote. Now, this Sunday was just the second time in 50 years, over 50 years, 51 years, that three rookies have started in the NFL. First time in 50 years. Kind of interesting story. Tony Romo was quoted saying, "Oh my gosh, I am the worst announcer ever." I happen to love Tony Romo as an announcer. He thinks that he's having a tough time. I watched myself. It was so boring. It would have been like, this guy needs to stop doing this right now. And that was the start of me listening to myself. It was trial and error and gaining an understanding of what I would want to hear. When I listened to it, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm the worst announcer ever. I'm so boring. I cringe already listening to myself, but that, like, was disgusting. Anyways, they teamed him up with Jim Nance, of course. They practice an old game tape. And I'll tell you what, I like Tony Romo. I think he did. I like his, you know, I love John Madden, but he's in a total different style of John Madden. I think that's what the NFL needed. And if I'll go one step further, I watched the ESPN game on Monday Night Football, and I watched a game that had Peyton and Eli. Yeah, it got off to a rough start, but once they got into it and they started bringing other football players into it and they actually put the game up large while they were talking, it was fun, especially at the end when you had both Peyton and Eli and the Seattle quarterback just, you know, going crazy with what was happening in the last 2 minutes of the game and overtime. So I think the more natural these guys are, and women, the better viewing it is. All right, let us go to Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball. So now, yesterday, San Francisco clinched. 2 days ago, San Francisco clinched. Yesterday, the Dodgers clinched. They're going to the playoffs for the ninth straight year. The Cardinals have moved into the second wild card spot with a win. And the Tampa Bay Rays got to 90 wins. And let's go to our local teams and see how they fared yesterday. The Yankees over the Orioles, 7-2. The Mets fell to the Cardinals, 7-6. And the Red Sox over the Mariners, 8-4. So now, what does that do in wild card? Well, let's just take a look at it. In the American League, the division leaders are Tampa Bay, Houston, and the White Sox. And the wild card teams, the Yankees and Toronto and Boston, are all tied for the last two places. The Yankees, Toronto, and Boston, all tied for those last two places. Very interesting to see what's going to happen. Very, very interesting. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be very interesting with the Yankees. It really is. This season is so crazy. And you just don't know what you're going to get from what team. Well, last night the Yankees won. Why? Home runs. Aaron Judge, Stanton, Luke Voit. all had home runs in the game. All had home runs in the game. And is that a way to win championships? Well, we've seen it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You need pitching, you need timely hitting, you need running, you need all that stuff. And the Yankees just don't do it that way anymore. They just don't do it that way. Well, anyway, and of course, Cole was the pitcher for the Yankees in the game. So the Yankees are a conundrum. I always hated that word, but it's true. A conundrum. Three teams tied for two slots in the American League East. So there you go. Well, that is a check on sports, so to speak. My check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio. And, of course, we have Thursday Night Football coming up tomorrow. And who's in that game? The Gents, the Giants. All right, Mike Causey should be back tomorrow to rub salt in my wounds and talk bad about the Giants and Yankees.